This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The Taliban on Saturday swiftly stopped a march by Afghan women demanding equal rights from their country's new rulers. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Taliban special forces tried to disrupt the demonstration, protesters chanting slogans including "You don't have legitimacy without women's rights," which was aimed at the Taliban government. The demonstration, which was the second of its kind in 2 days in Kabul, later ended after the fighters fired their weapons in the air. Protesters had time, however, to lay a wreath outside Afghanistan's defense ministry to honor former Afghan army personnel who died fighting the Taliban. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top U.S. military general has thanked members of the 10th Mountain Division for their service in Afghanistan during the evacuation of Americans, Afghans, and others over the past several weeks. Army General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, met with military police soldiers at the Rhine Ordnance Barracks in Germany on Saturday. Milley said the cost of the operation was significant, but they should be proud of what they accomplished.
The Marines have one soldier on the back. I trust to tell you, I have 24,000 people.
A suicide bombing by the Islamic State group affiliate near a gate at the Kabul airport more than a week ago killed 13 U.S. service members as well as 169 Afghans. The United States intends to send evacuees who failed to clear initial screenings to the nation of Kosovo, which has agreed to house them for up to a year. U.S. officials have said they expect most or all Afghans whose cases may initially raise red flags or questions to pass further screening. This is VOA News. Russian opposition candidates held a rally in Moscow Saturday against a law that labels certain media organizations foreign agents less than 2 weeks before nationwide elections will take place. The label is applied to organizations that the state media watchdog accuses of receiving funding from abroad. Critics see it as a punitive measure directed against the opposition media. Nikola Kavkazki is one of the speakers at the rally Saturday, describing it as an Orwellian move by the government. After being designated, media organizations are forced to label all their content in Russia as being produced by a foreign agent, leading some advertisers to drop their funding. Critics see the label as a form of pressure on free media before the upcoming nationwide elections, which begin September 17th. Gaza's ruling Hamas militant group on Saturday launched more than a dozen incendiary balloons into Israel, seeking to ratchet up pressure in order to ease a crippling blockade of the territory. Photos and videos posted online showed masked Hamas-affiliated operatives holding pictures of Gazans killed in recent clashes with Israeli forces while they launched balloons in the direction of Israel. Israel's new government has compared the balloons, which have sparked a series of wildfires in recent weeks, to rocket fire. It often responds to the launches with nighttime airstrikes on Hamas targets. A senior Lebanese government delegation arrived in Syria on Saturday for talks expected to focus on the crippling fuel crisis that has paralyzed Lebanon. Lebanese caretaker defense minister and acting foreign minister Zeina Akhar's arrival marked the highest level visit since Syria's civil war began more than a decade ago. Lebanon is expecting a shipment of fuel from Iran, which local media said is to be delivered to a major Syrian port and then transported by land. The delivery would violate U.S. sanctions against Iran imposed by former U.S. President Donald Trump. U.S. officials have warned Lebanon against using Iranian oil and have offered assistance to deal with the economic crisis, the biggest threat to Lebanese stability in decades. The energy company providing power to Louisiana says full restoration of electricity to hurricane-battered areas outside New Orleans could take until the end of the month. As of early Saturday, only about a quarter of Louisiana's customers had had power restored. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.